take this off now, probably I hear myself otherwise. I need the presenter as well, please. Sorry. Oh, closer? It's better? Okay. Yeah. So I'm afraid I have to have another short, I promise, commercial break now. Because I'd like to make it a bit personal, that you get to know who we are, what we do, where we come from, and who exactly would work with you if you come to our house. Now, as you might know, Commerzbank and Dresdner Bank just merged recently, and we now formed a credit institute in Germany that is aiming exactly at the sector we are talking here about. Mainly, it's the SME sector that we're focusing on a lot. As you can see here, we have, it's a bit less now, it's around 700 billion euro balance sheet. From this one, from the 700 euro balance sheet, we lend up to 100 billion only to the SME sector in Germany. So, but that's not the only market we are on. This is our corporate world. So you can find us almost everywhere. We have a very strong linkage from the local market to the international market. That's our business proposal. So we take our customers and follow them internationally, or the other way around. International customers coming to Germany are very welcome to our bank. And the main focus is small and medium-sized corporates. This now is the team of people that you would work with when you come to our house and to the media team in Berlin. As you can see, we have different focuses we're working on. Every one of those is doing the film financing. Gap financing is another thing that we do, but it's very very certain circumstances. I would mention some things for that later on. And then we have games, music, and live entertainment, which we also focus on. These are smaller portions. The main thing that we do is film financing. What is in common for all these type of sectors, from our point of view, is that it is about exploitation of intellectual property rights. And that is why we focus on these, because there are similarities that when you know one, you can go on with others as well, because they are similar in a way. Christian Wehrmann and Achim Thielmann are in the business now for 15 years, so there is a lot of experience in the team. What we do is like where we come from, to explain. We started with TV productions that we cash flowed, like guaranteeing to the broadcasters and cash flowing for the producers. Next was doing cinematographic films, like feature films for the cinema, cash flowing again, the TV rights that had been sold, or the subsidies that arose with that. Next step again was opening up to international co-productions. Again, cash flowing of subsidies, cash flowing of TV rights, and cash flowing of pre-sales is what we do then. And the next step was opening up for gap financing. That was the first step where we were relying on guarantees. All the other things we do on our own books with any without any guarantee attached at the moment. Okay. This gives you a bit of an idea what we do. It's, as you could see, only three people working on that. I'm quite satisfied with the deal pipeline this year, but we're still looking for more opportunities. That's mainly the reason why we enjoy talks here in Cannes and the talks with IFSIC and Audiovisual SGR that we had, because there are some things in that might lead us to some different future than compared to what we did in the past. Before I now come to some structural requirements that we have, I'm going to pick just a few of those. Let me say something what we heard about already, about rating and about structuring. From our point of view, there are two things you have to make a distinction between. One thing is the corporate world of the customer, so things that you can finance only on the balance sheet of the company. And the other thing, as we already heard, is the project thought, or the project-wise thinking of financing films. Like P&As or development costs, for example, we're strongly of the opinion that these are costs that have to be brought by the producer. So this is, if you can finance it, something that we would only do with a look on the balance sheet of the company. On the other hand, the cash flow of the project is a different thing. If you have the project properly in place and you do all the title chain, the right chain right, then you can be quite sure that all the cash flows is going to your bank account. And that is the what we already heard, structural approach for the film financing as we do it. Pointing out the rating, we have different rating systems in place. One is for the corporate sector, so what we do on the balance sheet, and the other is a kind of a project-wise rating that we have in place, so we can examine the risks that, which are totally different when you look upon a project financing, also with a different kind of rating tool, which gives us some better notes as long as the project is all right. Now, what are we looking? Doesn't really work. There we are. What are the things that we are looking upon if we are thinking about getting involved into a project? There are some main criteria that have to be fulfilled. The main thing, more or less, is a stable company and the readiness to prepare transparency, because we just want to know with whom we're working. I think that's quite clear. The one point on the first row I would like to pick up, it's a German headquarter required. We have a strong, as I said, regional or national market approach. So until these days, the German headquarter is necessary because we only did so far the German co-production part. We're thinking about widening that up for international co-productions with the German co-production part to be able to finance the entire project from one hand, and then with the help of the Media Guarantee Program to make our credit officers feel a bit better about the risk that we have on the foreign side, because we already heard you're a bit more away from what's going on over there. So, I think you can read that on your own. Here's another one that I like to pick. Conclusion of the completion bond. We very much, insist, as you said, on the possibility of having a completion bond in place, because it's the main requisitory that you have. You have to have a product, otherwise you won't get any cash flows. And if you don't get any cash flows, you cannot have a project financing. So we're talking about different risks. The one is the making of the movie, actually, and the other one is the financial risk that you have then during afterwards, after it is secured that there will be a product. Then when you look on the structure again, you have to make sure from our point of view that you're working with good partners, that you have all other criteria that might incur in any risk. You have an eye on that, and you have kind of a mitigation possibility for those, so in order to have only the real financial risk left. Sometimes it does it, sometimes it doesn't. So that means all the people involved, all the companies involved should have a good track record. That is our main focus that we're looking upon, because that is kind of a double check for us. If you have attached good partners to a project, nobody who has some well experience and name in the market would dare to do anything bad that falls back on his well reputation, so to speak. And so the more good partners are involved, the better quality the project probably is. Then we want to have a sales agent, a collection agent involved, so that all the cash flow is coming together in one hand. And if we're working with an SPV, SPV is a single-purpose vehicle, so a company that is only set up just to make one certain movie, which is possible for our house because we do it with a project rating, then we would like to have a comfort letter of the parent company, which is not, let's say, a mortgage on the private house or a bank or a guarantee from the producer, but a letter of comfort means that the parent company will stabilize more or less the SPV, so to speak, put that much money in that it is able to operate the business properly. And what's next? Well, as I said, we're still in the market, although there was kind of a very bad turndown in the recent years. We don't think there is a credit crunch, at least not from our side. We're seeking more business. And for achieving that business, we try to make use of the media guarantee program and to widen up internationally. So if you have any contacts to make, I'm glad to hear from you. Thanks.
Grazie, Olaf.